Hello, everyone, and welcome to the magical world of numbers. I'm your host, Elizabeth Summers. I'm an esoteric numerologist, which is a fancy word that says I look at numbers as codes connected to who you are as a soul. Those numbers correlate to the ancient tarot cards, and I am an ancient tarot card reader and a student of astrology. And so each week when we come together in our new time of Friday nights, I'm going to do my best to give you some understanding of a magical number different each time we visit. If you would like more information about how numbers reflect who you are, go to my website, ElizabethSummersLikeTheSeason.com. On there, click on the tab, Readings and Channelings, and read all about the various kind of private readings that I can do for you. And while you're on that website, on the homepage, lower left-hand corner, is a little pink box that gives you a description of the newsletter, my spiritual newsletter called Little Bits of Numbers, that is free to you. It comes out each month. I talk about numerology, astrology that's going on in that moment of time, which I'm going to do tonight too. Spiritual guidance, websites, books to read. And it's free. All you need to do is hit that contact button, send me an email, say, Elizabeth, sign me up. And it's a done deal. Little Bits of Numbers will be on its way to you as soon as I get your email. So ElizabethSummers.com is where we want to find out more information about numbers and about me. And my picture is even there. And know that that red hair was just toned up today. So I am rip-roaring with energy talking to you about tonight's magical number. Now, you know, each time you come to visit with me, I have you do two things. First, have pencil and paper in hand, and print, no cursive, print your full birth certificate name, your middle name. If you have more than four names in your birth certificate name, as some cultures do that, just, folks, narrow it down to four. Most of the time, it's just three. Print out now, as we are starting today's visit. Print out your full birth certificate name, because the magical number we're going to learn a lot about tonight possibly is found in your birth certificate name. The other thing that I want you to write on your paper is in numerals, not the words. And by the way, what you are actually printing, writing with your little lead pencil, is called a numeral. What I am talking about tonight is a number. The number is the abstract of that numeral. And I want you just to write your full month, day, and year of birth and add them all together. Use your fingers and toes if you have to. Add them all together. Add. And you'll eventually get a double number and add that. And get it to a single number and put a circle around it. Because maybe tonight we're going to be talking a lot about you or your partner or one of your children or that boss at work that's just driving you wacko. My show for BBS Radio is divided into three sections. By the way, number three is my favorite number, my personal favorite number. The first 20 minutes or so, I want to share with you very specific information about a number code. The numbers themselves have no power. They represent as a code, like a stenographer shorthand. They represent information. And that's what I want to share with you, what that information is to some degree. Maybe in about 20 minutes from now, we're going to open up the phone lines. On our nighttime schedule, the top two numbers will be opened, and you can call me. ask a question about numerology, be sure you speak loudly. Or if you wish to have a little 1 minute or so reading about what you can expect in your life as an issue, February, March, April, somewhere in there, because we are always influenced by specific issues and the numbers help us find out what they are. And then the final third section, I want to kind of continue talking about our number for tonight, tie it all up with a yellow ribbon so that when we part company, you will feel a tad empowered about a specific number. I'm actually beginning tonight a two-part series because the information is so extensive. And tonight's number carries the potential for some karma, some nasty influences that you might be experiencing in this lifetime that you developed and created and didn't make such good choices in other lifetimes. We're going to talk about the karmic implications next week, so be sure to tune in. So now that you have your birth certificate name printed, your month, day, and year of birth all added together with a circle around the single number, in your birth certificate name, I want you to circle anywhere in the name all the G's that might be in your birth certificate name. G's that are like gorgeous or goody, great, golly. Put a circle around them. How about circling also the letter P as in Paul, as pretty, as punctual, as, well, possibly, the letter P. And the third letter I want you to circle, if it's found in your birth certificate name, I want you to circle the letter Y, as in yes. Yippee! Yoo-hoo! Yodeling. Does anybody yodel anymore? I've never been able to yodel, have you? Count how many circles you have in your birth certificate name. Put that on the right-hand side of your whole name. Put a circle around that, too. The work that I'm doing tonight in visiting with you is based on thousands of year-old codes that was developed by a highly evolved ascended master, spirit being, whose spiritual name was Kathumi. And he came into human being form, and he took the name of Pythagoras, and he studied and traveled all throughout the area which today is Iran and Iraq and Judea. And he studied and developed mystery schools based on very ancient spiritual principles. And he got a little bit too powerful, and the politico killed him. And his students carried on. And what he started, his students finished. And they developed a system using the numbers 1 through 9 as codes, as glyphs of symbols. Now, I hear some of you saying, that's an Arabic code. They didn't use 1 through 9s possibly in those days. That's exactly right. And all of the Pythagorean work has been interpolated into the American alphabet at the turn of the last century. And we don't care how all that happened in tonight's show. We want to focus on a special number code. And so, no, that the work that I'm doing with you when we visit the magical world of numbers is very psychological first, helping you to understand how these codes reflect, as found in your birth certificate name, which is your soul's memories, how it reflects your tools, your gifts, how you function in this lifetime. The letter G, P, and Y are the codes we're going to talk about tonight, with the number that is connected to just them. Let's write down some keywords about tonight's number, which is still a secret. This number is connected to the word intellectual, inner wisdom, scientific and technologically minded, also very metaphysical, very occult interested. Energetically, personality-wise, the word loner is connected to tonight's number. Eccentric, intuitive, someone who is very privacy-oriented. Someone who is reserved, but also someone who spiritually can be very skeptical. Astrologically, because remember I told you I'm a student of astrology, these are all ancient tools that people use. There were no televisions and computers and cell phones and what have you, not even any alphabets. They used symbols to convey information. Astrologically speaking, tonight's number connects to the sign of Pisces. People who have the sun sign, how you show yourself to the world, who are Pisces, are born, generally speaking, from February 20th to March 20th, and their symbol are fish. Therefore, we know this is a water sign connection. Very fluid, very emotional. And while we're at it, the sign of Pisces is ruled by Neptune. And Neptune is like a little feather in the wind energy. Not grounded, not practical. Kind of lives out there energetically in La La Land, and some Pisces can be that way too, especially if Pisces is their moon sign, their emotional parts of who they are. And only a real astrologer who works up charts can tell you if that's your moon sign, and then you have a different issue to deal with. Right now in the universe, astrologically speaking, we have a contradiction going on that's fussing some of us up. There are two significant astrological energies that are just flapping around in the whole universe and creating some real confusion in our lives, it seems, from the clients that I've talked to. And the first has to do with this Neptune energy that is bringing in illusions. And it is being straightened up and fly right by the other energy of Saturn, that's the drill instructor in the universe, that says, take control of your life, reorganize your life, straighten up and fly right, and don't be so lightheaded. Get your act together. And Saturn and Neptune are butting heads now, and it's most intense right now as of this show time, which is at the end of February 2007. And people, quite frankly, can't figure out if they're coming or going. And in addition to that, another astrological brouhaha that's going on is a Mercury retrograde that says communications get screwed up, cars are breaking down, computers are crashing, people are fighting with each other, don't know why, can't get it together. And so if you find that you right now emotionally are feeling a little discombobulated, this is going to pass. The deeper we get into March, the better it's going to be, Mama promises. Be patient with yourself. Take one day at a time. It's not just you. Energetically, it's a lot of us. So here we have Pisces. What is the personality, the traditional traits that are connected to Pisces, which are also connected to today's number? Today's number and the sign of Pisces are very imaginative, and they're very sensitive and compassionate and kind. They're very selfless and unworldly. They're not materialistic at all. They just won't be happy little campers. They're also very intuitive, very sympathetic. But there's a dark side. And the dark side of Pisces in today's number is that they can be, when they are off their spiritual track, when they are out of balance, they can be very idealistic, and because of that, they try to escape. That's that Neptune energy. They're escapists, very secretive, very vague, very weak-willed, and can be easily led around by a more powerful partner, boss, someone very influential in their life. They'll just follow like little puppy dogs. They are out of balance. Pisces likes solitude. Why? Because they're dreamers. Remember? Their feet aren't on the ground. They're little floaters energetically. They are mystery. They like to kind of think about things, if you will. They get lost in their thoughts. Daydreamers, frequently. They dislike the obvious. I mean, oh, please. How obvious is that? Pedantic. They don't like being criticized. They're too sensitive. They don't like being criticized. They have a feeling as though they are floating sometimes. They're not grounded at all. Well, from the tarot card perspective, tonight's magical number is connected to the chariot card, weighing, which is eventually a card of victory, as a consequence of weighing pros and cons, pros and cons. And so the people, the personalities, who are greatly influenced by Pisces in tonight's number, can be drawn to the color purple, the color violet that has a little bit more blue in it. They love amethyst, alexandrites, flowers that are lavender, rose-scented geraniums. So if you want to share flowers with these folks, give them lavender. Give them geraniums that smell good. Are you wondering what tonight's magical number is? A little drum roll, please. In the past, we have talked about flashy numbers, talkative numbers, leadership numbers, humanitarian numbers, lovey-dovey emotional numbers. Tonight, our magical number is a quiet number. A quiet number, 7. The number 7. Not flashy. Not talkative. Total opposite. And I'm going to give you some generalities to help you understand the number 7, because sometimes, folks, this number, if it is your personality, which is your birthday number, whether it's 7, 16, 7, or 25, 7, or if it is your life purpose, which is your month, day, and year of birth number I had you add together, or if there are a lot of JPs and Ys found in your birth certificate name as codes, this is really talking, to some degree, about you. Generally speaking, the energy of the number 7 is withdrawing, concealing, focusing inward, perfecting, kind of leaving the material world aside to understand things from a more spiritual outlook, a more philosophical outlook, a more analytical outlook. Its vibration of the number 7 is silence. It likes silence in order for it to meditate, be reflective, rest, if you will. Because the number 7, especially if it is your life purpose number from your month, day, and year of birth, says that this person's journey in this lifetime is a spiritual journey, and they are expected to go inward, to examine, to analyze, to get in touch with their spiritual selves, because the number 7 is the number of a mystic, someone who works at a higher vibration with the spirit world, not the analytical mind. The analytical mind is the opposite energy of the number 7. And the reason the person has to learn the number 7 as their purpose is because they, in other lifetimes, have always analyzed everything. Thinking, thinking, thinking. Skeptical, skeptical, skeptical. The timing of the number 7, they kind of operate on a different wavelength than other people. And they come to their own individual solutions. You cannot push them. They do things in their own way. They're not always very adaptable or sociable. They kind of get lost in time and focusing inward in the work that they do and what have you. The number 7's relationships have one thing in common. In order for any relationship to be successful with a number 7, there needs to be meaning to the relationship and there needs to be depth to the relationship. Its timings are abstract, very philosophical. And if you want to live with someone who has this number 7 influence, sometimes the number 7 is reflective of what is called a transit, a time experience in their life. It might not be influencing them majorly in a whole lifetime, but they might be in a time of their life, a specific time in their life, when the number 7 is a code of a theme that is influencing with them. So if you're living with someone who is under this number 7 as a transit, life with this number 7 loves nature, loves to do things alone, whether it's to think, to meditate, to contemplate, to stare at a wall, just sitting there and stare. You say, what are you staring at? Oh, I don't know. The number 7 is quiet, and it likes nature because the vibration of nature is a soul vibration, and it helps them align with the vibration of their soul. So the number 7 likes outdoors. They like being in nature, especially water. Have a fountain in your house. Live near a pond. If you have a 7 soul, which comes from adding all the vowels of your name, you might, as did my son, go off to the Navy. Needed to be around water. Always had an aquarium in his room, in his house. Needed that water. They're very refined in some sort of like unusual way. A little laid back, if you will. Relationships with a number 7 says that they're very introverted, they're quiet, they're thinking all the time. They're often distant and removed from normal human relations. This is not a social number, folks. The social numbers are the number 3 and the number 5. They never shut up. They're always chattering, laughing, having a good time, entertaining. The number 7 is the number of a loner, of a mystic, who really prefers to be alone. If you have a child who was born in July, this applies to them. And I've had several parents contact me to do children's charts for them because they're concerned about their child who likes to be alone in their room. And they're concerned that they're not out partying with all their friends. And the energy that a child is born under in a month influences, as a big umbrella energy, to a large degree, how that child behaves in the first 30 years of its life. The number 7 socially as a temperament is an introvert, is a loner, is a studious child. Very private. Now, negatively speaking, if it's carried too far, the number 7 goes to the dark side, and because of fear and lack of sociability it knows within it, and its inability to express itself verbally, it takes that energy and turns it inward. And it shows itself as seeming energy of depression, of sadness. It is really fear. Therefore, I suggest to anyone who is feeling these feelings, where they feel they can't talk to anyone because they do not understand, the number 7, as well as the number 3, but the number 7 is the energy of the writer. Of the writer who writes what they get intuitively. So they cannot verbalize their feelings. If the 7 is powerful in your name, in your chart, in your temperament, write it. Get yourself a journal. Give the journal a name. Susie, George, Jennifer, Yakimo, who knows? And sit down and talk to Yakimo and tell Yakimo in your journal how you feel about something and to get it out. I told you that the number 7 is the energy that is connected to the planet Neptune. The number 7 is connected to spirituality, sympathy. Sometimes these people will talk about these things. Sometimes when their soul is trying to work with them, they do so while they're asleep. The number 7 people have dreams, dreams, dreams. Now, when it comes to dreams, folks, I can't help you. I don't like to dream. I don't understand dreams. Too much commotion. I just want to go to sleep and wake up. But the number 7 does a lot of dreaming. They have remarkable dreams, and sometimes they'll talk about their dreams, and sometimes they'll keep to themselves because they don't understand initially where all this is coming from. And secretly, they have very intense interest in esoteric mysteries and mythology and spaceships and UFOs. They often possess gifts of intuition and clairvoyance. And that's why their soul has them alone, and frequently in relationships, for a while, relationships do not function or work out for them because they are not spending enough time and quiet time within themselves so that their soul can talk to them because they're too busy dealing with the kids and the wife and the husband and the people at work and the care. And so what happens, especially when it's a transit time, of being busy, busy, busy with everybody else, and they're in a time of their life when they're doing a 7 thing in their transits, their time, sickness is brought up. Some mysterious woo-woo, what the heck, where did this come from, that physically slows them down, physically forces them to be quiet, and to focus on loving them. Not the wife, not the kids, not the job, not the soccer team. Frequently, people will have the number 6 missing as a code in their birth name that says they are coming in here with an attitude of loving everybody else and not themselves. And their soul is saying to you, slow down your life. Learn to love you first, because in loving you, you are loving the God within. The number 7 people love to travel. And as I've told you, they love to travel around water. They're very attracted to the sea. Fishing, sailing, water sports, or as my son, the Navy. This is a fear-based temperament. They can become very anxious about the future because they try to analyze everything with their mind when their purpose is to learn trust and faith and acceptance in a higher power that is just not them. They can't keep the stars in the sky, and they're going to learn it one way or the other. So they can be kind of anxious, and they get a little rocky and nervous when their financial security is in jeopardy for some reason. They really don't care too much about material possessions or accumulating great wealth. Just don't care. If I do, I do. If I don't, I don't. I'm a happy camper. Now, they can earn large sums of money with their original ideas once they plug into that intuition that allows them to be open, get their little energy satellite dish up and running, and connect with the spirit world, because that's where creativity is. And you'll know that it's kind of percolating within them because they will get flashes of inspiration that they can write about, that they then can be creative about. This is a very inventive number. Some of our best inventors have the number 7 predominantly in their charts. They sometimes will gravitate to the arts, dancing and singing and writing and acting and what have you. But the key thing to keep in mind is that it is a quiet, laid-back temperament. They do not discuss their ambitions with other people. Their attitudes are always tinged with a philosophical outlook. They bless other people with the grace of sympathetic understanding for pain and suffering. And so people like them. The relatives like them. And what happens is everybody and his brother unburdens their issues onto the number 7. The number 7 just wants to be alone. This is not a therapist energy. And then they get a little confused, but they do want to help. Do not pry them with questions. They will be like little turtles that will take their little head back and tuck it under their shell because they have a horror of Big Brother. They have a horror of invasion of their privacy. While I continue to talk about our number 7 tonight, our magical world in the magical world of numbers, go ahead, give me a call. If you would like to ask a question about number 7 or any numerology question, if I know it, I'll share it. Or give you a little 1-minute brief reading, go ahead and dial into our station now. They'll connect you to me. And in the meantime, I'm just going to keep on talking, folks. You know, the number 7 is really someone who can be a little misunderstood. I cannot stress enough how important it is for them to spend time alone, to meditate, to think, to re-examine, because why? It rejuvenates them. This is a very high vibration. It is a vibration that can get what I call very cluttered, very fast. It can go into overload very fast. And it shortens their circuits. If someone has moved through a lot of changes in their life, a lot of adjustments in their life, a lot of new things in their life, this gentle little energy is trying to adjust. It shortens their circuit. And therefore, frequently, their physical health will slow them down so they can be quiet, so that they can be in nature and rest a little bit to recharge their batteries. And then they are more balanced. The number 7 can be a little moody, can be a little cynical, can be a little aloof. But they can also be very eccentric, very individualistic. I think one of the key words for the number 7 is unusual. Now, I have personal experience with someone in my family who has this number 7 as her life path number to learn, her life purpose to learn. I also have another family member who has soul energies of a 7. They somewhat enjoy eccentricities, the unusual. One of the people that I'm sharing with you has walked around for years with pink hair and a full-blown skeleton tattooed down her spinal column. The other one hangs out with friends who wear mohawks, triple-tone colored mohawks. He looks like a banker, but all of his friends are the artsy type, the creative type. And everyone's happy, and everyone gets along, and there's no judgment. The number 7, depending on where it appears in the chart, loves the unusual, loves the eccentric. Now here, folks, even though the number 7 can be very picky because they are perfectionist-driven, they can also be not particularly domestic. Definitely not caretakers, as is the number 6, when it comes to being really domestic, as far as cooking and creative parts and flowers and colors and what have you. They're neat and clean in their own way. They're excellent educators. They are convinced and can be very generous, as long as they decide. But, you know, this is a good cause. This is a good cause. Very particular. Remember, they're not social butterflies. They pick and choose, pick and choose. If you want a partner who is going to figure out how to rewire the whole house, if you want a partner who is going to be able to tell you exactly how to set up the latest computer system, or figure out the system of how all of those sprinklers in the lawn work, you need to hook up with someone of the number 7. Very mellow, very unassuming, spiritual perspective, number 7. And as long as marriages are based on spiritual beliefs and deeper issues, the potential for happiness is in the relationship with this loner. When it comes to religion, when it comes to spiritual belief systems, this soul of a number 7 is not necessarily inclined to be religious. Religious interpreted as rules, regulations, formal religions, if you will, where there are, we all meet on Sunday and we all work in little groups and we all follow this rule and that rule and whatever. Nope, 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 nope. They most likely are going to seek out alternative spiritual avenues, more than anything else, to the number 7, all of life, life itself, is a holy experience. They're not going to accept anything from face value. Everything's going to get scrutinized. This is the number of the skeptic. And the more 7s a person has, the more they're going to approach everything in life. You, me, it, that, over there. They're going to approach it as a skeptic. They're going to want to check things out. They're going to think about it. This is not an impulsive number like number 5. Number 5 says, okay, great, let's go for it. Let's get in that car and drive cross country. And then maybe we'll have money to do it, and maybe we'll have enough food for the trip, and maybe we'll know how to get there, but not the number 7. They will analyze and prepare the whole trip. I tell you, folks, if you're looking for someone So when you come bebopping down in the morning from a good night's sleep, and you're expecting someone in the kitchen with a cheery face that says, good morning, I wouldn't go near number seven. Number seven's going to be up. It's going to go get its coffee. It's going to go to some quiet place and either stare out the window or it's going to read its own newspaper. And maybe by 11:30 in the morning, you might hear a beep out of them. They're kind of slow starters, not our bubbly little morning cheerleaders, if you will. Not Mr. and Mrs. Smalltalk. When it comes to diets, the number sevens, and believe me, this is true based on my own personal experience. When it comes to eating habits, and this is helpful for parents who have children with this influence, whether it's their temperament or the month that they were born under or their life purpose. When it comes to eating habits, the number sevens are very distinctive in their eating habits. They are very particular in the foods that they eat, the diets that they have. One doesn't like mayonnaise because it's gooey. The other one won't eat egg yolks because of that little filament there. The other one won't do this. The other one won't do that. Too much sodium here. We don't do gravy. But on and on. It is a trip. It kind of reminds you like that character in Harry and Sally where everything was on the side. And it was ordered in great detail, but we didn't want this. I think that girl had a number seven temperament because that's what the number sevens are like. They're very particular. They're perfectionist. Everything for them has a very strong instinct for purification, perfect health. No, we're not doing this because of cholesterol. No, we're not doing that because of this. No, we're not. Well, it can make a soul crazy. Remember, the number seven rules the unusual, the eccentric. So trust me, folks, don't be surprised when the clothes that they choose and the food that they eat and the lifestyle that they choose does not necessarily follow the hippest trend in the moment. I mean, to my knowledge, pink hair went out a few years ago. When we started our visit today, I had you print your birth certificate name. I had you circle the letters G, P, and Y. And why is that? To me, an esoteric numerologist, your birth certificate name tells me a lot about your soul's past life experiences that you have had, the memories of which are held in the soul's memory bank, come toodling into this current incarnation to bubble up from the subconscious to be used like tools in a toolbox. Your birth certificate name is your toolbox. It tells me your memories of experiences as a human in other lifetimes. I immediately hear some of you saying, well, my mother named me. How did she know what those tools were? Or my Aunt Susie, or my dad insisted I have his middle name. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you that every soul names itself. Prior to birth, the soul telepathically goes to the soul of the person who eventually names it and says, this is the name that I want. Because it, by code, by vibration, by sound, by energy, represents my memories that I have created, good, bad, or indifferent, in other times, in other lifetimes, that I had when I was a human being before. Makes no difference, male, female, black, white, pink, or green, what culture you lived in. It is what your soul is using as tools and gifts and issues to learn, and some of them will be heavy duty, in this lifetime. And so the letters G, P, and Y have the number 7 connected to them. Now, Pythagoras gave us a standard to go by that said, if the number 7 is A-OK as an energy in your memory bank coming in here, then it is, there should be so many sevens as a standard. If there's more than that number, we have an issue. If there's less than that number, we have an issue. And between the ages of 30 and 55, emotionally speaking, we're going to straighten up and fly right along the out-of-balance energies connected to the number 7. So the average number of 7s found in the birth name as Americans spell it, with the way we have our alphabet, there should be 1. 1 is normal. Whatever normal means. 1 is standard. And so the average number is 1. And if you have just 1 of those letters in your birth name, then this is a number that says, okay, this person's okay when it comes to analysis and technique and accuracy and observation and investigation and good reasoning and asking the question why. 1 7 in a name will give you this quality in a balanced way. It gives you a questioning attitude of mind. It gives you a keen mind, a tendency to analyze and to question, to discriminate, and to have the ability to look under the surface of some things, use your intuitive perception, and it gives you a sense of perfection. I must say, though, that most of the time, the number 7 is missing in almost every person's chart that I do. If you have many 7s, say 2 or more 7s, this says that indeed you have a fine mind and you are capable of analysis, but you probably suppress your feelings to a large extent. It's indicative of technical ability, scientific ability, even mathematical talents. But it is important for you to search for and understand fundamentals, perhaps metaphysical studies. Someone who has 2 or more 7s has an unusual viewpoint a lot of times, or out of the ordinary ideas. Faith alone is not enough for them. And they're not good mixers, and they're very selective, and they're difficult to know and to understand, trust me. Sometimes there's a lack of good education, and so because of that, in the negative, if they don't become well educated, the potential is there for all these talents that I've just talked about to turn into schemes or to be subversive. They do not like to show emotions. Now we move to the norm, the standard, if you will, to the person in their toolbox that has 0 7s. In your birth certificate name, there is no G, no P, no Y. As I've told you, this is kind of the norm. This indicates that caution, analysis, is probably not present in your personality. a lot of times there's not that mental analytical present, but there is inner happiness. Zero sevens indicate that they're not really inclined to kind of look under the surface for motives and reasons for things. They're just more open-minded. No sevens in a toolbox can indicate an appreciation of the non-material world, and this is going to play an important part in the person's life. They're likely to understand that by increasing their faith in spiritual values, that is what's going to bring them deep and lasting peace. When there is no tool of a specific number found in the birth certificate, a name, this is what is called a karmic lesson. It says that in this lifetime, the soul is going to really bear down on whatever that number means as an issue and create every which way but loose. Situations, environmental situations, emotional situations, for that soul to learn that experience, to therefore bring it energetically as a memory into their soul, and have it as part of the package that will complete itself as the soul finishes this lifetime. Most of the time, inroads are made. Sometimes, I tell you folks, some of us have an uphill battle, and it might take a couple lifetimes to really work on an issue. The average number of sevens in a name is one. With one seven, you are considered to have the ability to look beneath the surface with your intuitive perception, to have a questioning mind, and a keen sense of perfection. Two sevens indicate a technical, scientific mind. And rarely, I must say rarely, in the charts that I do, there are people, but rare, who have three or more sevens. And this indicates a difficulty to know things. And they really dislike showing emotions. Sometimes from an esoteric, from a spiritual point of view, people who have a lot of sevens in their chart have been in monastic living in other lifetimes. They have been taught that to be spiritual, they need to be perfect, perfect, perfect. And this subconscious memory of having ingrained in them to be perfect, perfect, perfect from their memories in monastic living, priests, nuns, bishops, whatever, in other lifetimes, or imprisonment, in isolation. The number seven is isolation. And there were demands put on them that when they were not perfect, 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 according to other people's values, they were punished in all sorts of fashions. They were humiliated. That's why they don't like to be criticized, because it's too emotionally painful. They don't know why, and it is from their memory banks. And so know that this creates fear within them. And instead of expressing themselves, expressing their fears, which takes a little bit of humility to allow yourself to be vulnerable, they go within. And if they allow their soul to grow, to reach and interact with the higher spiritual qualities, to know that they are loved, that they do not have to be perfect because only God is perfect and they were born perfect and God doesn't make junk. Then they will find their peace. The number seven is the number of spirituality. If it is your life path, this is a spiritual lifetime for you. This is a lifetime when your needs will be taken care of through faith and trust, but it is not a hard-driving material lifetime. It is your choice, number seven, to choose the higher power, to choose to trust that all is in divine order. If Mother, Father, God can keep the stars in the sky, then Mother, Father, God will take care of you. I have loved being with you this evening, talking about our magical number seven. Go to my website, ElizabethSummers.com. Know that I always love hearing from you. And until next week, when we continue talking about the magical number seven, know that I send you God's white light and His peace and His harmony. Know that I wish you all good things. And thank you for visiting with me one more time in the magical world of numbers.